Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have this relationship with
it. It just grows out of the earth. Like, what the hell? It's just amazing.
It's just incredible.
And it's like, time.
Like, and it's time.
It's right. For a reason this that it's incredible. Becoming more well known now. Just as everything's becoming more well known, like Age of Aquarius, Age of coming to the light.
Yeah. It connected me to life in a way that had me at ease and with such a high vibratory grace.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Acting My Age. So fucking glad you're here. Just a few things I wanted to pop in and say. If you like this podcast and you want to support it and support me, one thing that you can do is leave a positive review on the iTunes page. Reviews and positive reviews help the podcast get noticed and spread around and will allow more people to listen to it. And that would be so fucking sick. So thank you guys so much. If you feel called to leave a review, I would absolutely appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I have my brother here, Dhruva.
Ow!
Oldest brother.
Hi, everybody.
I've talked about him quite a bit throughout these three seasons. And now he is here in the flesh.
Oldest. And not the wisest.
But very wise for admitting that he is not the wisest.
So, see, that's the hidden secret. We got to be vulnerable, people. We got to be vulnerable.
Yes. So
this is so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
This is fun. We had...
I'm not used to talking with a mic, holding a mic, just so everybody knows. That's like a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of tension in my nervous system because I'm holding this microphone.
And that is the most woke way to say that you are a little nervous. There's a little tension in my nervous system.
Come on.
So we had a few ideas for what we were going to talk about, but I feel like it'd be fun to just casual chat, introduce Dhruva to you guys, and then see what comes up, because he has a lot to share, a wealth of knowledge, and so much so that I'm pretty much forcing him to start his own podcast soon, because it's, as I said yesterday, the information violently spews out of his mouth.
Violently wants to.
Violently. No.
Violently spews. It's like.
Violently spews to me.
Comes out as a bunch of curse words and a few long.
Very poetic, philosophical statements. Mm. But a lot to teach. That
Share,
you
to
can
open into.
You can teach in a way that is different than I can teach. So that's cool.
Thanks, Rubba.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here together.
Yeah.
And Rubba, thanks for opening this space.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. So what?
And sigh.
And so, what should we open with? What should we open into? The.
Well, okay. You moved to Guatemala.
Yeah.
Why'd you move to Guatemala?
Yeah. So. I was fed up with LA. I had moved there to expand a retail company that I had started, and the life there had really worn me thin, and so it was time to move. And from previous conversations with a very close friend of mine, Guatemala was in the back of my mind, so I started to Google it, and I mean, started to Google where I could learn Spanish. And still be close to the United States. And so Google kept pointing back to Antigua. And as like the crest jewel of Central America. And it had internet. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to go check it out. So I booked a flight sort of like spur of the moment. And the internet worked. So mm-hmm. I stayed.
And now then, it's been...
Oh, it's been 5 years.
5 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, originally it was going to be 6 months, and then it turned into 5 years. And it's just, yeah, totally magical. Charming place. And I have people who I really love and who love me. The land there is incredible. Incredible, incredible land. Antigua is mm-hmm. surrounded by volcanoes. Very close. Very close to Antigua, with lava kind of gently and beautifully gushing over the crests of the volcanoes every day. So it's a magical place.
Yeah, it's very magical. Yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so it was also a journey back into my natural expression, my more natural self, and to get away from sort of the noise of business mm-hmm. in the United States of America. Where business and productizing and making as much money as possible are the priorities of culture,
mm-hmm.
and getting back into the healing arts and the teaching arts and full expression of the soul and the mm-hmm. heart, really and to really get back in touch with nature. Like, I was living in downtown LA, and there were so many nights I couldn't see the moon and I couldn't see the stars, and I remember reflecting on that and feeling that, and like just cement jungle kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to Guatemala, I would just gaze.
Breath of fresh air, literally.
And I got there during the rainy season. So it was like ecstatic rain.
Mm.
And I would just gaze at the moon and just ogle and be in awe and just overcome with how the moon has been doing this for millions of years.
La luna.
Waxing and waning. And blessing this earth with her energy and her light. And like that we get to sit here and bathe in it after she's been doing this for so long.
And now we get to watch.
And it's like, how powerful is that? How consistent is that?
Yeah. Damn.
My God.
My God. Oh, Lord. That moon.
So, yeah, she's definitely a presence to be in reverence of. Oh, look at
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Presence and reverence.
It's coming out.
You're getting going.
And... I mean, for me, I feel like I noticed a big difference with you after you sat with ayahuasca for the first time. To me, your energy and presence was just totally different afterwards. So much more gentle.
That was certainly a reflection on the inside. Because when I moved to Guatemala, I still very much had the business and LA energy that I had cultivated in LA within me. And so that meant drinking and partying and casual sexual interactions with people. At least when I first got to Guatemala, that soon shifted. Though I was still very intensely sort of wearing myself thin, working to develop my small digital marketing agency into a space where I could exit it. And was up early and up early and stayed awake very late, and so I was getting, you know, five hours of sleep a night, and it was so clear I wanted to exit it, and so I did. I was able to, and I had there was a prayer that was a continual prayer every day, and it was, may I see your signs, may I hear your words, may I know your guidance. And this was listening. This was listening. Just keenly listening every morning, every afternoon, every evening. I would repeat this before I go to bed and when I wake up. And then they started to unfold. The señales started to unfold. And a sister named Hillary, I met her at the beach, and we had a very easeful connection. That immediately went in deep.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having worked with one of Ambika's close friends in New York.
Oh, wow.
And it all came into this incredible synchronicity. And it was around healing, plant medicine, spiritual study work. And so, and Hillary had told me about this healing center, this plant medicine healing center in Peru. And it was all just because I was just so open for this transition to be complete, for this healing to take place. And so it was like, here's this Devi, you know, this divine presence that's connected to my oldest friend in the entire world, Ambika. We were potty trained together in India in the ashram. And it's like, when I'm seeking, boom, here it is.
Yeah.
Inmediatamente.
And, super clear.
Yeah. And so I, without really doing too much more research, I was like, okay, I'm going. And so entered into the Master Plant Dieta, which was initially a 2-week experience with the Shipibo healers, Maestra Ines Sanchez, her daughters, at their center, Niue Rao Shobo. And that turned into a 2.5 pilgrimage through Peru, working with...
2.5 month.
2.5 month. What did I say? 2.5 year?
Just said 2.5.
Oh, 2.5.
Time, you know, it's
I'm
not that important. 2.5.
2.5.
Anything. Compared to what?
Yeah, 2.5 month. 2.5 month pilgrimage through Peru, working with plant medicine, working with ayahuasca and huachuma and tobacco and wilca, and took me to these exquisite, esoteric, mystical places, and deep into the lands of Peru, and totally revelatory. Totally revelatory.
Can you talk a little bit about, because I've mentioned ayahuasca a few times, but I feel like you have, well, you obviously have a lot of knowledge on it because you've sat so many times and you have deep reverence for grandmother ayahuasca. Can you talk a little bit about why it's so important to pick a good facility that has integrity and how this can be abused?
Yeah. This is so interesting. I'm definitely not used to this type of setting to sit in, you know, like we've had so many incredible dialogues around this. My personal experience is, and you know, this is a term that comes up within the plant medicine space and in any space of ceremony and ritual, is the set and setting. And that is something that I was not familiar with until after my work with ayahuasca. But the work with ayahuasca in various places informed me that it is critical, the container within which we enter into our relationship with these plant medicines.
Yeah.
It's
not a drug. It's not like a casual thing. It's a ceremony. It's a medicine.
It's a ceremony. It's a medicine. And it's a ritual that ties us back into the... That really ties us into the remembrance of who we are, the remembrance of who we are and what we are. And so this is also why, for me, it's very important how the guides are, who the guides are, what is the intention, and how is the space being held. If it is casual, then there's much that's open to interpretation and projecting our particular experiences or ideas of knowledge and wisdom onto the space, onto the idea of ceremony, even the experience, and of course life can be a ceremony, right? But the experience of ceremony and ritual is not something that people are truly accustomed to when entering into the spiritual path or when going within. And so with that being the case, it's very difficult to understand, what is this? How do I engage with this? So it's critical to be with guides who have deep reverence, long-standing reverential work and understanding, for me, of tradition in working with ayahuasca, because it allows it to be as poignant and as potent as it can possibly be. I'm saying that also because there are many places that are much more casual about the work with ayahuasca, and people just sit down and they're not sitting with intention. They don't have a focus. They sit down and they can either, they sort of spaz out, right? or they have a really difficult experience that has no context. And they think that they're going crazy, or think if they think it's the worst thing in the world, or they're purging and they think, oh my God, this isn't some fun recreational experience. Well, it's not meant to be a recreational experience. This is bringing you into your most divine sense of being. We're resonant beings. We're literally made of light and resonance, and light is resonance, right? And so this purging is a part of cleansing the body, being this energetic body, so that we can be a more pure channel, so that we can be fully expressed, right? It's like we're like these exceptional vibrating nodes in this eternal web of manifest existence. And it's like, as we get unblocked, we vibrate. And it's like, that's why like the other day, it was like, you know, this really gets to the core of it. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. And it really is. It's an absolute vibe. And so when we're around people who have high resonant energy, it's
high vibe.
You feel it. Mm-hmm. And that experience of presence and that energy is focused. And you can feel that their being is intentional. It's very important who you sit with, where you sit, the guides and the sound, the music. This is also very important because the sound is a transport vehicle, and it allows the experience of consciousness to move into the teachings and the lessons that Sri Mother Aya has to share, and particularly for me, the most transformative and clearly guided or the clearest portal into my relationship with Sri Mother Aya was with the Shipibo, was with the family of Maestra Ines Sanchez. Their Icaros were really so powerful.
What's an Icaros?
Yeah, so an Icaros is the sound song, is the song. As I've been told, it's the song that the plants have given to the guides. And that song, those sounds, are transportation vehicles into the consciousness of Mother Nature, right? Of Pachamama.
Since everything's energy. Energy has a frequency. There's a note.
Right.
Yeah. And so, isn't it kind of specific? Like, they kind of can sometimes tune into you and sing you a specific Ikoro?
So when you get to the center, they do an energetic reading of you, and you share what you experience, your purposes for being there. And then they pair you up with a master plant. And that's a plant that you ingest every day outside of the ceremony with ayahuasca. And so that's you tuning into this expression, this energetic expression that you know is present within you. You came there for that reason. And they're reading your energetic body. And then they offer you this plant.
So cool.
yeah. And so this is all, it's all energy, like you're saying. And so these energies are moving through you. And so this is why, for me, this focused discipline where you take 2 weeks and you enter into a space where you're without your technology, you're without your distractions.
Without speaking.
You're fasting, you're in silence. Yeah. And you're not wearing any perfumes, you're not wearing any oils. You're like, you're really back to your raw natural self. It really provides an opportunity to become aware of how much energy is coursing through the being and the body, and it allows, for me, this is what it was, it allowed the power of the senses to become so heightened that when entering into the work with Aya, all of that presence and all of that energy and awareness was present in the engagement with Aya.
Which is one of the reasons why, or the main reason why they recommend a pre-dieta, right? Like a diet.
Right.
That you follow No alcohol, no drugs, no sex, no masturbation, no spicy foods.
Right. Exactly. Purifying the channel and raising up the prana, raising up the life energy inside of us.
Yeah. Be more sensitive.
Yeah. Right. And no sex, right? So this is like and this is quote unquote no sex, but it's like that energy is the creative force of existence. So it's like, boom, you're empowering, you're like making the vessel as ready as it possibly can be for this incredible adventure and journey. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, no sexual thoughts.
It's like, because all of this is frequency, all of it is energy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fascinating. Like a thought is not simply just a thought. It's a portal that we enter into and we can actually manifest into. So it's like, this is why our ideas are so important. It's why it's so important who we surround ourselves with and mm-hmm. what we take in. And so this is why it's such a, it's marvelous and so like unbelievable that our mainstream media is filled with so many ideas that are destructive, mm-hmm. because they're not simply ideas. It's what starts to create our existence, and it's what we can move into, and it's the echoes of it's like an energetic echo in our mind mm-hmm. that continues to come back.
Yeah, of a lower frequency.
A much lower frequency, and it doesn't allow us to experience that exceptional expansion that we're a part of, that we're always a part of, and that we can live in. Mm. And so this is why it is also really important about where you're going to sit, where you're going to be in ceremony, because this intentionality, this ceremonies, these rituals, they allow us to become more aware of what's going on and enter more deeply into the experience. It's an absolutely healing experience. And there's a well-known saying that Sri Mother Ayahuasca doesn't give you what you want, it gives mm-hmm. you what you need. Mm-hmm. And that is also revealed to us, right, as we sit. And there is abuse. There's abuse within the plant medicine space where people who will present themselves as teachers, as mm-hmm. guides, and they're not. You know, they're not from a significantly established tradition. Mm-hmm. Ayahuasca has her wisdom, no matter what, no matter where, she has her wisdom. And also to be able to sit with guides who are deeply know how to weave with her, mm-hmm. you know, as speak her vessel. Language. Yeah, they serve on her behalf mm-hmm. for healing, for the purpose of healing. Why not go there?
Yeah.
why not go there?
Yeah.
And again, because there are spaces that you know have been shown to be abusive, it's important to be cautious, and especially with this work.
Yeah, not something to take lightly.
Yeah, not something to take lightly, and that's the other thing that has happened in the United States and across the world, is it seems, oh, have you done ayahuasca? You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh man, did you trip? And it's like, whoa. back away from this language. This is language that unintentionally, I think now as it's colloquially used, unintentionally like makes it casual.
Yeah.
Though perhaps at a point was intentionally introduced into the language to be destructive. You know, like this is not false. This is not something fake. This is not a hallucination. And it's not something to recreationally engage with. Mm-hmm. This is entirely perception transforming. And it reveals the nature of the miracle of this existence that we're in. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not... This
completely
is like,
changes
this is
your life.
Yeah, it's something totally spectacular.
Completely sacred. Not something you just drink and go to a rave. Or
right,
like.
Right. And this is what has happened across the globe, right? It's mm-hmm. like every... With the materialist consumption sort of focus on the superficial experience, the sensual superficial experience, we could say the hedonistic mm-hmm. life, It's how can I feel, quote unquote, as good as I can, as quickly as I can,
mm-hmm. Without the long term like effects, not considering the whole life cycle.
Right, and that, like, it's actually, like we say, discipline leads to freedom. Right, there's the path of virtue leads us mm-hmm. to an ingrained and an embedded sense of worth and contentment and connection with life, that when shit is hard, we will still feel deeply connected with the experience mm-hmm. of life, and we will mm-hmm. actually glorify it, because we know that this is going to bring out something perhaps even greater within us. Whereas, you know, if we skip from superficial experience to superficial experience, we're going to lose our minds, mm-hmm. right? Because we will never have that sense of mm-hmm. fulfillment, that sense of joy, and the true sense of connection that we can have with life and with each other.
Comes with some discipline and right. keeping something sacred. Yeah. It's meant to be sacred.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, hello, beautiful. I have an incredible offer from Zola to tell you about. Join 1 million couples who've planned their weddings with Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful by creating everything couples need all in one place. You got wedding vendors, save the dates and invitations, free websites, a registry, and more. Zola pre-screens vendors and makes personalized recommendations based on your style, budget, and more. And Zola will start conversations with any vendor of your choice, which makes it so much smoother. Zola has hundreds of beautiful, affordable save-the-date and invitation designs, and you can order free samples beforehand to get a feel for them in person. They even have a built-in registry service. You can add cash funds, experiences, and gifts all in one place. So basically, Zola makes one of the most stressful jobs, wedding planning, a bajillion times easier. That way you can focus on how special your day is going to be and not how difficult it is to find a vendor, pick an invitation design, or customize your registry. Go to zola.com/acting today and use promo code SAVE50, that's SAVE50, to get 50% off your save the dates. You can also get free personalized paper samples before you purchase. That's zola.com/acting, promo code SAVE50. Thanks, Zola. I'm excited.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I do highly recommend for seekers, you know, if this speaks to someone, if this speaks to anyone listening, to...
Mm-hmm. And it's
to do their research, yeah. And when it's time, you know, take the leap and dive in. If it calls to you,
yeah.
If it calls to you, it's definitely it's not for everybody.
No, yeah.
But if it speaks to you, then
mm-hmm. and you're ready to be serious.
Yeah,
take it seriously.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's very exciting. Like, I was just looking on the website, and so many amazing stories. Healing PTSD, severe PTSD, healing emotional wounds, healing heartbreak, healing physical ailments, healing just pretty much anything that's meant to be healed.
Right. Yeah, and it's not to say that these things were not able to move through all of this emotional work or energetic work without these plants, but they're called plant allies. For a very specific reason, because they are of such an aid. They're there
medicine.
To support the full expression mm-hmm. of our beingness. And it's like, it's just so radical that we have this relationship, right? We have this relationship with
it. Just grows out of the earth. Like, what the hell? It's just so nuts. Amazing.
It's just incredible. And that all the hundreds of thousands of plant species within the Amazon, that these groups of people came into the awareness that this plant and this plant together will be this transportational vehicle, will be this vehicle for great healing and wisdom, insight,
so connection. Amazing. So amazing we have access to this.
Yeah, it is. It's truly amazing, and it needs to be protected.
Yeah, absolutely. It needs
to be protected, and this is also a part of why it's so important to have ceremony and ritual around it, right? That it doesn't become a commodity, that people, that we forget, you know, how sacred this connection actually is, because in the I'm speaking to the United States because that's where I was born and that's where I'm from. We tend to take something that is good and
pervert it.
Yeah. and overdo it. We try to take as much of it as we can, or we make it something that will give us
this faster, better now, more.
Right, right. And then we commodify it and throw a bunch of money into it, and it often loses like its original expression.
Pollutes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and you're planning on going.
Yes. Mm. I am planning on going. Mm. I've been feeling the call for a while, but
yeah,
I decided I want to go before the new year. And I've just been kind of waiting, seeing if something just drops in my lap, like I just randomly get invited somewhere with someone. But then I was like, no, I want to just do it. And I need to just like book it. Make the plane ticket, just set the date and just do it.
Yeah.
And I think part of me was, because I know it's going to be incredibly, I mean, I don't know it will be incredibly difficult, but I'm assuming it's going to be challenging. I've never sat in silence for 2 weeks before. I've never fasted in that way before. I've never done that before. Yeah. So I know it's going to be challenging. So part of me was like, oh, I'll just wait till someone invites me and then I'll make the decision.
Yeah.
But no, I'm inviting myself, and well, ayahuasca is inviting me.
Yeah.
And
the mother's been calling you.
Yeah. For a while. And I'm very excited and very nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm just ready. I'm just fucking ready. Yeah, just ready thinking to about soar. It makes me, I'm like, sweating, like shaky, tingly, but so excited.
Yeah. It's tremendous medicine. So tremendous. Mm. And it's also radical that it has reached so many different cultures, you know, and it's had it continues to just have incredible transformative effects across the entire globe. And this is very cool to think that during this time when there is chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And the vine, you know, this incredibly powerful vine is literally via its guides are reaching out to the world.
Ayahuasca is a vine.
Yeah. That is reaching out to the world and connecting to so many people, connecting to so many healers, connecting to and opening up and showing people the divine light of their heart. And it's like,
it's time, right? For a reason that it's becoming more well known now.
It's time.
Just as everything's becoming more well known, like Age of Aquarius, Age of Coming to the Light.
Yeah.
I will definitely be doing an episode after I do it. Probably not for a little while, as my brain is exploded. But I definitely want to share, because the episodes that I've listened to of other people sharing their experiences have been super powerful.
Yeah,
just putting that out there, that it's a possibility.
Yeah, really tremendous. And also one of the other things that has become clear and continues to become more clear is that this is an experience of ourself. So there's no dogma here, right? There isn't dogma, there isn't doctrine with this medicine. And that Aya shows us sort of our resonant embodiment, what we're here to do. So when we enter into the work with ayahuasca with our intention, this, like, because we have these hunches, right? These mm-hmm. soul nudges.
Yeah, like, I think I should do this. Yeah, this would right. feel really good.
Should I eat that cake? Should I? Is it dairy free, gluten free? Oh, man, do I want? No, but we get these soul nudges, and so we have a knowing, and so we step into this space with intention, and intention ends up being this energetic framework. This is my experience. This energetic framework for Aya to enter into and to be with and to unfold and open in mm-hmm. such unexpected ways, and that it ends up being a reflection of our embodiment, our space in this material plane right now, how to be more fully expressed. Like, we know this is an experience of awareness, right? Mm-hmm. This whole thing is an experience of awareness, and so it's our awesome, joyful opportunity to witness the universe, right? Mm-hmm. To witness creation mm-hmm. and to experience all of this. It's just so absolutely nuts. And so...
absolutely bonkers.
Absolutely bonkers. And so we are each this resonating body with this particular reason for being here. Mm-hmm. And Aya helps us understand this, unfold this. That's why people go and they say, oh, it was like 10 years of therapy in one mm-hmm. night. And it's like, well, there are these energetic blockages, and that's what it is, an energetic block. And so if we go through talk therapy for 10 years, it might take us quite a long time for all of these trappings to be understood and for us to let go and et cetera. And Aya just comes in as a...
yeah.
Smashes you and bashes you and opens you up and does these really awkward, radical, painful, blissful things to reveal the nature of yourself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. And your particular manifestation. So it's like, you know, if you're feeling like, you know, rainbow bright, then you're going to understand how you are rainbow bright, you know, or et cetera. I'm being silly, but whatever you're, you know, it helps to really understand this, the experience of Svadharma or your Dharma, why you're here.
Yeah. I just heard recently a pretty wild experience. Someone asked, like, what is my Dharma, or how can I be more successful in this way, or something like that, for their intention when they sat with ayahuasca. And she showed him, like, exactly. Like, I have a friend who has asked something similar and was not given that same exact advice. It was different. It was a different message, because, you know, she gives you what you need, not what you want. But this other person had, like, the play-by-play. You're going to go here on this day and talk to this person, and then you're going to do this, and then by this you'll be here, and then by here you'll, like, wow. Literally the whole thing, which is just incredible.
There's another tribe called the Huni Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a brother there, a powerful maestro named Tuwe. And they have amazing song. Music is so important. Mm-hmm. This is my experience. Mm-hmm. My experience. But the sound is so important, and it's a transportation vehicle into the experience. Yeah.
Especially, I mean, if anyone listening has done, like, sat with mushrooms, or just casually sat with mushrooms, done mushrooms, whatever you'd like to say for your experience, but. If there is, or LSD or something, or even getting high on marijuana, like, if there's a wrong song, that's just not the vibe. You can feel it. It's like, yeah. Your whole body's like, no. And then you put on something like sweet or like loving or classical or instrumental. And you're like,
Yeah, your whole body knows.
Better. Yeah.
Right. We're resonant bodies. It's mm-hmm. resonance. And there's these really joyful little clues that we have in the English language and across all languages, but we say, I resonate with that.
Yeah.
Are you tuning to this? I feel that, right? But you really are. Like, and I really.
She's so in tune.
Right. She's so in tune. And so we actually, as we step into our purpose and our reason for being here, we come into a harmonic experience with existence. Mm-hmm. And that's when they say, ooh, if you got chills, you're on the right path, right? But that's because your body is literally vibrating in alignment with your purpose. And it's like, and that's what it feels like. And I mean, I don't know if you guys can feel that, but that's what it, for me, that's what it feels like. And so this is something else that ayahuasca showed, was that truly it's a resonant existence. We're living in this resonant world. and everything vibrates. It's like when we have an orgasm, right? Mm-hmm. Like your whole body erupts in a vibratory resonant, like wholly encompassing embodied experience. Mm-hmm. And you're no longer your body. You're this embodied experience. It's happening obviously in the casing of this, mm-hmm. of this,
in the meat suit,
but it's entirely vibratory. And this is like when you say you lose yourself in your partner in a physical experience, like you don't know where your skin begins and theirs, where yours begins and theirs ends, or theirs ends and yours begins. It's like just a completely, well, I'll say it's a resonant experience, like bringing your space into that heightened energetic, mm-hmm. State of consciousness. And this is also this is also how we enter into that unified experience of consciousness and bliss. That it's you can in that sensual sexual space, it's like you can feel it growing and growing, coming mm-hmm. closer and closer and closer together as you're with your partner. And at a point, you have this unified vibratory hallelujah.
I want to make a joke, but I'm not going to expose it.
So it's a vibe. Life, it's a vibe, and ayahuasca for me has opened this up and confirmed this so deeply. And certainly I would say it connected me to life in a way that had me at ease and with such a high vibratory grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was amazing seeing you after versus before.
Yeah. Before, my nervous system was totally jacked out of place. Mm-hmm.
Felt like your frustration was gone.
Mm. Mm, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah, so I'm also being called, definitely.
Yeah, you are.
And it was incredible because after that, there was some years of this experience, of this incredible expansion and peace and knowing, mm-hmm. of just being. And then incredible trauma took place. Mm-hmm. And so it was fascinating because I was in a space where I had never been before, like feeling so full and so clear on what and how was to be done, what was to be done and mm-hmm. how, just by being. And this beingness was just moving through me. And in that beingness, there was insane. Doingness. And there so was awesome. Very clear ideas and no questions, no judgment, just to manifest it and have it be so. Mm-hmm. And it was mm-hmm. It was excelling and it was moving and it was sort of like rocketing up and open. And then, boom, mold poisoning. And this opened into a whole nother thing. And it was like, I'm definitely experiencing the zigzag experience of growth, where it was like, vroom, to the top and all, like that roller coaster on, and then boom, to the bottom. And that's a whole nother story.
And now you're on the way up.
And now
baby.
back on the way up. So. Yeah, if you guys have any questions out there for Ro and I along plant medicine, ayahuasca, please give us a shout. Give me a shout.
Especially Dhruva, because I have not stopped.
Yeah, glad to be of service and support anywhere.
Instagram is at plant-based beast.
Yeah, which
plant-based beast.
That'll shift here at some point soon when I start using Instagram again. But. Yeah. Yeah, that's rad too. Like to see Instagram, my last post was over a year ago.
Wow, yeah.
And that was sort of like, that was right. It was approaching. I think it was August. So August, September, October. Yeah, October, November, December is when
shit got dark.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now?
Right now, what I'm working on is trauma healing, mm-hmm. trauma healing, relationship theory, attachment theory, mm-hmm. inner child work. So about a year.
Nothing serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Super light.
you know, that joyful darkness, the fruitful darkness.
The fruitful darkness. The fruitful darkness. Is all around
yeah,
us.
Shout out
Trevor Hall.
Shout out the man, Trevor
Hall. I'm sure he's listening.
Fruitful, yeah.
Such a beautiful song, guys, if you haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's fruitful really a powerful darkness, song, Trevor Fruitful Hall. Darkness. So, yeah, so this path has brought me to trauma and a much deeper understanding of the nervous system and how the unconscious lives in the body. Mm-hmm. And so somatic therapy, trauma
which
healing.
Which is?
Somatic therapy has to do with the innate brilliance of the body and how we store memories and experiences. Trauma actually gets stored in the visceral body and it gets trapped there or stuck there, locked there. And so through somatic therapy and other types of practices that can bring the unconscious into the conscious, we heal. And as we heal, this is like those energetic blocks that plant medicine allies can really help us move also. We become a greater resonant body, right? And things move through us more joyfully and freely. And this is when the energy can become really high, right? And that's when a person is in alignment with that. They walk into the room and it's like the plants move with them, you know, and the eyes follow them.
Is a book to get into that that's pretty well known, The Body Keeps the Score?
The Body Keeps the Score is
talks about somatic therapy, or
it's the evolution of psychology and how eventually it has led us to the innate genius of the body, and how at one point we were trying to solve everything with drugs, and it's now clearly known that to truly deal with trauma, we have to allow ourselves to become aware. And then, so how do we become aware? And so somatic experiencing, which is somatic experiences, helps us to come into a unified
to feel it
experience with our body. This is embodiment, right? Yeah, to feel it, allow ourselves to feel it, because so often with our trauma we don't allow ourselves to feel. We come into the experience of awareness through coming into the experience of our senses. And as we feel more, we can open to it. And then our body just naturally starts to unlock this stuff. As you do the work, you'll be at the kitchen and you'll be cooking or you'll be doing the dishes or whatever. And this memory will come up. And that memory is an experience that's locked in the body. And so then you can go into it and you can expand it. And then when you expand it and you feel it all the way, this is when we become liberated.
And it's not trapped in the body.
Yeah. And I do like this. I really do like this quote from Joseph Campbell. And it's, a feeling felt all the way becomes bliss. And that's paraphrasing, but that's basically what it says. And myself personally, I have felt that. This euphoria that comes from going to the ends of the emotional energy, right? Whatever it might be, if it's grief, going deep into the grief and allowing myself to just hurl myself on the floor and just spit and saliva and whatever comes out. Wail. Or anger, to like let it all out, like totally let it all out. And as that happens, it can also often transform into another emotional expression that's locked in the body. And then it can turn into gratitude and compassion. And what I've realized and what I've experienced is that as I have kept those things locked in, I've never been able to feel the full spectrum of emotion, the emotional spectrum.
Like the capability of how high it can
be. Right. And it actually, it does remind me of a rainbow. It's like as we go through these bands of energy, it expands into another band of emotional expression. And so this is what this work is about.
Is EMDR, is that what it's called, the type of therapy?
Yes.
EMDR.
Yeah, EMDR. That's another type of trauma release work.
Because you don't want to just do that alone, perhaps, when you're getting into it. Like, to feel it all fully, you might want to
With someone. Yeah, it's definitely helpful to work with someone. And I would say it's very important to work with someone. Of course, we can do this stuff, so, you know, by ourselves, but to varying degrees of success. Where as a person who's experienced in this space or a professional, can give us pointers and cues and help us calm down our nervous system if we don't know how to calm down the nervous system. Because yeah, totally, 100%. And we are great healers, all of us. We have the ability to heal.
Yeah,
and it's stuck. it's also very, very helpful to work with either a group, you know, where you feel very safe, where there's consistency, reliability, positive reflection, and this is what you can get with a professional person, where they're coming back to you. You know that they're reliable, they're going to be consistent, and they're there for you objectively.
What's that quote you just said? When you're stuck, you're not moving. And
Yeah. So if you're stuck, you don't move. When you're dead, you don't move. Mm-hmm. So being stuck is being dead, for the sake of this example. And so then how do you become undead? You must move. Mm-hmm. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which...
So you must move. And so it's like, and you must move and you must be courageous. And you have to be brave. And it's like, it's so hard for us to get out of that which is known. And it's like, even our pain is that which is known. So our pain ends up becoming our comfort. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not going to get out of this type of an abusive relationship because it's what I know. And it's not just this abusive relationship. That's a trauma pattern. And so that lives somewhere in the past where our nervous system was conditioned to experience that this is who we are and how we be. Mm-hmm. And so without knowing about it, gets buried in the unconscious. And then we live our lives and we loop these traumas and we never figure out why we do what we do. Right.
When you're stuck, you're dead.
And until you get into so much pain that you can't bear it anymore. And that pain releases the healing. Releases the awareness, like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. I have to change, or else, you know, or else I'm going to die, or else my kids will be without a father or without a mother. The other side of that is, we need to put ourselves on the precipice of fear, of expanding ourselves, of challenging ourselves, so we don't necessarily have to go. We don't have to have this sort of negative or very destructive, difficult pain as our teacher. We can have the pain of facing our fears, of expanding ourselves, of pushing our own limits.
Don't have to hit rock bottom necessarily.
Right. Though there's always going to be an edge.
Yeah.
And for myself, hitting a rock bottom is definitely what opened it up. Like, I never knew that what was fully there was there. Like, I had an intellectual awareness around it and I would verbalize it, but I would continue to do the same thing. I would continue to seek the pattern out. And there's this other great framing of, how good can you stand it? How good can you stand it?
Like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, like we get stuck in our patterns, and it's like, we get to a certain threshold where we're about to expand and blast off, and then we self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And so it's just,
that's a good one. How good can you stand it?
And then but it usually takes that really painful moment. It really usually takes that really painful moment to say, okay, I can't self-sabotage anymore. I can't do it. And so that's what I'm working on. I've been working on that, and I'm by the end of this year, this is the space I want to be working in.
Yeah. Doing like coaching and helping.
Yeah, absolutely. Helping. Yep.
Being of service.
Yeah, coaching, therapy, this type of stuff. Exciting. Yay! Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I want to go to schools too, you know.
Yeah.
Get into like junior and senior level high school kids and start to share just like attachment theory. You know, yeah, this is like so fascinating, continues to reveal so much for me. And then getting to see other people through that. Like, there's a coach who talks about like you can't be in a relationship with anyone who hasn't done trauma work. Like, you know, you're going through it, it's like, but have you done any trauma work? Okay, I'm out. You know? It's like, because that's what's going to end up causing the pain. That's what's going to end up the flight response or the fear response or like that. And that's what's going to make it very difficult to communicate. And yeah, So
see, because we've already talked, you need a podcast. Everyone listening, please let Drupa know that you, if you're interested, if you would want to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we can definitely dig into this.
It's stuff. Like literally infinite energy of wisdom and knowledge. he's stretching with his leg straight up. He's an Aries in Western, everyone. He just has a lot of energy. Yeah, very passionate, which I love.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to be around. But I wish we could just keep talking.
Yeah, no, this has been amazing. This has been so wonderful. It's great to sit here and chat and be in your space and this vehicle that you've created. Mm. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's so, I don't know what it feels like listening, but it literally felt like that was just the intro.
Yeah.
The intro opening credits, but it was like an hour. That's what I'm saying. Like, just so much information.
Yeah.
Needs to be shared with the world.
Well, and that's the other amazing thing is we've gone and there's definitely an evolution of how things are moving. We've gone far away from reading. Mm. Right. And
one book a year, or less than one book a year, right? Average American.
Right. And so there's this incredible opportunity for growth and for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sort of been duped into believing that that's only available to us at a certain age.
Yeah. In school.
In school.
Yeah. Only and during school.
It's
you
like, well, actually, it's actually things. Much more the opposite, that it's available to us everywhere and throughout our entire lives.
Yeah. We're always a student. Man, permanent student.
It's incredible. And it's like, the master, Jordan Peterson, calls out, we don't know the ends of human potential.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the ends of human potential. And so it's like, it's so important who we surround ourselves with and how we support each other and the ideas we're putting into our minds and the sounds that we're surrounding ourselves with and the food that we're putting into our bodies. That's a whole nother amazing topic we could talk about. Rudolf Steiner, who spoke about how if we continue to deprive the land of true nutrients, that eventually the food that is eaten will lack spirit. Mm. It will lack life energy. And that lack of life energy entering into the human energetic system is then going to disconnect us with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't that happened?
Holy shit. Like,
yeah, he's definitely a mystic. Anybody out there interested? Rudolf Steiner. Yeah, a whole educational methodology built around his work.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's so much to chew on.
Come on.
Come on now. I feel like we need something
to close it?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Robo. It's so wonderful to be here and chat with you in this format. It gets me really excited.
Yay.
And it would be so cool to engage with anybody out there who's listening. You know, if you guys, what you're studying right now, what's most important for you all out there, and how you see yourselves participating to make this world the most benevolent space it can be.
Ooh.
Yeah. And how... And what you want for yourselves, what you guys all want for yourselves.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? What do I want? Yeah. So just thank you. I just want to say thank you.
And I
hope we can do this again. You know,
yeah,
we can
definitely.
We can pick a few different subjects and we can go in on it.
Yeah, definitely. This is a good intro. Now they get your vibe, they get your energy.
Come on.
And then we can do more specific ones in the future. Because Lord knows. He's got a few in mind that he has a lot to share about. That would be very beneficial, I think, for everyone to hear.
Come on.
Yay. I love you.
Love you too,
big
Rambo.
Brother.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that sounded crazy on my headphones. Holy shit, did you guys just like transport to another dimension? Are you levitating? Damn, that sounded crazy. Woo! Okay. Thank you, Drew.
Thanks.
Find him on Instagram, I guess. Is that?
Yeah.
Plant-based beast.
_ plant-based beast _.
Druva. Druva Mickelson. Oh. The North Star. That's what his name means. Boom! Okay. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.
That's Gracias.